Frank.
It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Can you tell me what day it is?
Monday. Thank God.
Today is the day.
Got from the comfort of your own home.
Online. Online.
It is Cyber Monday today.
Black Friday ends. Check out Cyber Monday.
One of the biggest online shopping days of the year.
Wait, I thought we were buying online.
Look online. Everything's online.
Women be shopping.
I'm buying some really dumb stuff online.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Let's start the show.
Funky. It's your Cyber Monday music right there, Renee. All right. Yes, we are back. It's after the holiday. Well deserved, rested. Everybody had a good time, right? Did y'all have good times?
Yeah.
Did anything interesting happen? Did you learn anything? Did you have any arguments?
Well, I had a neighbor. We had some neighbors come over, kind of like some neighbors that we always see on the street. And, you know, walking dogs, but we were like, you know what, why don't you stop by and, you know, oh, well, can we bring anything? You know, this was like after Thanksgiving. He was like, stop in, we'll have some drinks, we'll have like little picky stuff and just get, you know, you can see the house and hang out. And my one neighbor brings a pie by, apple pie, and I thought of you, Pie Paul. Paul Pie?
Paul Pie.
Frank. But she did it without apples. She made this apple pie apple juice.
Yeah. I heard about
this
that.
Apple juice pie?
Yeah.
It's like a Depression era.
Because
like apple pie. Apple is pie.
Yeah, she asked my wife, because I didn't care. She said, what kind of pie do you like? What do you like? And my wife's like, oh, apple pie is my favorite pie. And I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. You know. And she goes, honey.
Missed an opportunity to compliment me, but.
Second favorite. But okay. And she goes, I'm going to say that's new to neighbors. You know. And she brings
put a little meringue on it next time. You might get more action. Ooh, yuck.
All a mode.
Meringue sounds so bad, but it's so good.
It sounds like like an old lady pie. Like, you know, she has a little meringue.
That wouldn't even taste good.
I know, but maybe.
I know, but the word meringue just doesn't like.
No.
Get a little meringue on it. Good, though.
Yeah. It's like a bite, like a little bit of a bite.
Zip.
But I'm just going to say, if you've ever had it, and maybe she just didn't make it right, it's not good.
So you had to fake it. You pulled out your acting skills.
Oh, yeah. That's so different. I love it. So good. That's really good. Can you give me the recipe for that?
Did it look good, or did it not even look good?
No.
Okay, so when you cut yourself slices, it was a teeny one. You didn't have to, like, eat a whole piece in front of them because it's like, oh, it looks like a delicious apple pie, and I'm just going to give me a quarter of this thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was just kind of, and normally I like things wet.
Too wet?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think there was such a thing.
I didn't either, Frank, but have yourself an apple pie made with apple juice and you're going to go a little too wet. Because my wife's like, well, she likes a crispy crust, and this crust was just kind of, you know what I mean?
Because it was just so wet.
Yeah.
Even the crust was like up near the top of the rim of the pie pan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't even get a good Bernie crunch on it. Did she bake it even?
Okay. She baked it and she's like, and then you wrap the tin foil around the crust, you know, the outside of the crust so it doesn't burn. And
no, she could have used a little burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe just for like a minute after everything's said and done.
Yeah, I made an apple pie with apples.
I highly suggest apples, unless she just didn't do it right. But I did ask for the recipe and pretend that I would. Yeah, nom, 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 nom. My wife will just be having me make this every day now.
I mean, that's like having Thanksgiving without turkey. I'm sure a lot of people did that. I mean, it was a big thing where people were like, you know what? Let's just not do turkey. And so now there's no apples in apple pie? Jesus Christ, what's happening?
Times are tough.
Come on, meteor.
Yeah.
Is Atlas 3 here yet and just take us all out? Yeah, right. Come on. This is ridiculous. I had my in-laws in town, my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. And Thanksgiving, you know, they were over. We were making, I was making my pie, and my son was making the macaroni and cheese. He has his own, you know, starting his own thing.
He was in junior high, macaroni. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right out of the box. Oh, yeah. You making mac and cheese in there?
Yep. Old recipe.
You better be making bathroom mac and cheese. You made the shower too long. That mac and cheese is probably done by now.
Anyway,
I'll never eat that again. Yeah. It was actually delicious, but you've ruined it.
You just ruined it, yeah.
And there was no cheese in it. It's crazy. See. Mac and cheese? No, I'm kidding. There was definitely cheese in it. There was like five kinds of cheese. It was like, it was the cheesiest. Can it be too cheesy? No.
Well, Frank, too wet or too cheesy? I mean, normally I say no, you know. Look at me. I'm cheesy and occasionally wet. And but I can say there's such a thing.
You're more that crispy crust that she's into.
Well, thank God.
Humor-wise as well. A cheesy, crispy crust.
You're looking for crust. You got your girl right here.
So, yeah, everyone had their responsibilities for what they were working on. And my mother-in-law was like in charge of the turkey. You know, okay, you want to make the turkey? That's awesome. Wow. You do that. And so she had her own way of doing stuff. And she's over there and she's like, you know, rubbing butter in it and all stuff. I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. But next thing you know, okay, turkey's in the oven. And she's like, well, you know, we're going to run back to where we're staying and change, you know, and then, you know, gonna run, you know, grab a few more things from the grocery store. And then, okay, all right, see you later. Mm-hmm. You know, time's going by. And my wife's like, when am I, when this turkey's supposed to come out? I'm like, well, I'm sure your mom's going to come back and, you know, and
got the
take the turkey. I mean, she's responsible for the turkey. I go, don't open the door even. I'm like, this is like, she knows and I don't want to mess, you know, don't touch it.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, she goes back, and it's been like an hour too long. Oof. She goes, oh, my God, you didn't take the turkey out? I'm like, nobody knew. I mean,
not my job.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't say, you're responsible for the turkey. But so,
I wouldn't have.
So, and I didn't realize, I wasn't privy to this conversation. Well, this is between my wife and her mother. Oh, my God, you didn't take the turkey out? Puts in the thermometer. The meat thermometer. I guess it's supposed to be at a certain, like,
170. 170.
Yeah. Okay. This turkey was at 240. Oh, yeah. I wasn't privy to this.
It could have been a little more wet. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If only our pie and turkey could have gotten together. Yes.
Pour that pie on that turkey and we can eat it.
Oh, dear.
That's sweet and savory.
So, you know, in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which I think this is the... I was looking at my history quiz stuff. It's the 36th year anniversary. This is when it came out. It was today, 1989.
Wow.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. But that scene where he cuts open the turkey and goes... It just pops open and it's like some... Just a dry cough comes out of it. It was like that.
Oh, no. Ooh. After all of her pre-work on that.
Oh,
prepping it.
But, I mean... What are you doing, Sally? I mean, you're the one responsible for the turkey, and you didn't tell anybody. I mean, she's old, too.
If you're
out
and about, you got to call and go, hey, I forgot. Can you, I'm longer than I thought. Can you take that turkey out or check it?
You would remember the turkey, the one thing in the, that's the turkey is the main event.
Here. It's the star of the show, for sure. So you make sure your star is
happy.
If
you screw it up, you know, if I screwed up the pie or burnt it, I mean, maybe I could run out real quick or, you know, something, do it later. Mac and cheese, you know, okay, let's just go really quickly, run down there, we'll make it real quick.
Yeah.
You can't do that with turkey.
No.
It's just effed and gone. So it was like, I was like, eating good, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
All
right, everybody pass around the left leg. It's the juiciest. Yeah. It was like furthest from the heat somehow. So everybody pass around the left leg, take off a little piece of dark meat, and that's, oh, my God. Oh, everything else was fantastic. And then she ruined the turkey. And then she, like, texts later, oh, you know, thank you so much, let me come out, you know, it was so much fun being with the family and seeing, you know, Banks, grandbaby, great-grandbaby for her, you know, sorry I ruined your turkey. And I was like, don't worry about it, Sally, you know, like, people don't like turkey anyway. I was trying to make her feel good about herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I would say, glad you got home safe, but subliminally I wrote, glad you go home safe. I forgot the T. I'm glad you go home safe.
You're like, she's like, my daughter is married to Tarzan.
Just go home.
You go home.
Just go home.
Listen, Sally, actually, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, well, we started playing that game, Butthurt. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
I had
it
here at work for a while, but I ended up finding it, and I was like, oh, my God, I used to play this work. I go, let's play. And it's not really how you play, but it's like certain things like, okay, who's most likely to, you know, walk out on the bill, you know, something like that. It's like, that would definitely be, you know, you. And then everybody's butthurt by these. Me? Yeah.
Why would you think
me? Why would you think of me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of them was like, who do you wish would go home right now? My wife goes, Sally, her own mother. Oh, my God. And then so you collect the card that everybody collectively votes for you. You know, there's like, oh, who's the best looking? Okay, my daughter got best looking. You know,
yeah. Okay.
Who's got the ugliest face? I got that. I took that.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, just give it to me. I don't give a damn. But then you got to keep your cards and then read your cards at the end. Oh my God, Sally's cards were who's most judgmental? Who should go home right now? I mean, I'm peeing my pants, laughing, tears running in my face because it's so hilarious. She's just like, I'm a horrible person.
That's a rely
like,
opener.
I mean, oh my God, it was a great game for families. It's like, yeah, her husband Jerry is like most patient. You know. It was all great. And hers was just all horrible. And I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing so hard. Just right in her face, too. I'm a horrible person. Oh, my God. It was
and
great.
On that, Sally, we can all agree.
Yes. Like, oh, and then thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm glad you go home safe. I'm
glad you go home safe.
I'm going to just start saying that to people.
Yeah, go home safe. Go home. Safe.
Go home now. Safe.
Yeah, my God. Renee, you came in here earlier and said Happy Thanksgiving, and I said, "Hey, you got any good stories?" And what were you telling me?
Well, speaking of in-laws, remember how last week I told you guys that my in-laws were coming over, staying at our house?
Oh, the way from Idaho.
Yeah, and then you had asked me, "Oh, are you going to give up your bed?" And I was like, "Hell no!" So my wife heard that, and she's like, "Oh, hell no!" And so like. Her parents totally slept in our bed. She gave up our bed.
Because she heard
us. For 2 nights, yeah. So we were forced to sleep, or I was forced to sleep, on our couch bed, right, where my feet were hanging over the side.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was too small.
Oh, not even a sofa bed.
Oh, it is a sofa bed, yeah.
But it's one of those tiny ones.
But it was just one of those tiny ones, yeah.
Oh.
Could you feel the bar from that, what the leg is?
Totally. Oh. Yeah.
The crossbar. We
slept in our living room, because that's where it's at, obviously.
Yeah.
But, no, I love my in-laws, Jim and Rhonda. Shout out. They're cool people. But so that happened.
So wait, your wife normally, like I said, last time they came in town, you let them sleep on the couch and you and your wife, Sherry, would sleep in your own bed. But because I brought it up, how rude that was, Sherry heard it and was like, oh my gosh, we have to let them sleep.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I know.
So then you know what that leads to, Renee, I'm sure you know this, what that leads to is now we got to get our bedroom ready for them. So you got to strip the bed, get all that new linen, put all those clean stuff. And then when they leave, you got to do it again and get so it gets back to
your
bed.
You know, sleeping in your own
flakes.
People like
right. You gotta get You gotta get everything prepped for them.
Yeah. So that happened, and then Saturday, I went and saw Trans Siberian Orchestra. That was cool.
Was it?
Yeah. Little disappointed though. None of them were trans.
You don't know that.
Felt like a false advertising.
Or from Siberia.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a cool show though. Yeah, that was awesome. But good. Great Thanksgiving.
So I guess somebody didn't pick up their tickets from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and you got them?
Probably,
snake him out of the prize pants. Man. I didn't even feel that.
Yeah. He's so stealth.
Speaking of prizes, the prizes I have today, I got the Disneyland Resort. Ooh. It's back at 7:40, the big 7:40 giveaway, a 4-pack. One-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park and California Disney Adventure Park to experience the holidays. That's going on now through January 7th. So we got another 4-pack for that. And let's see. I also have tickets at 8:40 for Guns N' Roses. Yes, woo! Guns N' Roses.
Say what?
Look at that. That's their world tour September 5th at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. That's on my birthday. Ooh. That'd be a nice birthday gift. Go see Guns N' Roses. I guess you can sign up tonight at 9:59 p.m. Interesting. Wow. For the artist presale at GunsNRoses.com or buy your tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So at 9:59, GunsNRoses.com for presale tickets.
So specific.
And I got a pair at 8:40 today for the 8:40 giveaway. Oh, look what else I got. I got Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand. Who needs tickets? You just heard the concert.
I mean, it's like you're there.
December 30th at the Acrisure Arena. That out by you?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Heidi, little Duran Duran.
Yeah. They'll be there.
I so nailed this.
You really did. Wouldn't change a thing. Just like that.
All right, Duran Duran song side. He can't say Rio.
It is and Iran.
Iran. No.
It's not them?
Is Iran Duran Duran?
I don't think so.
No, that's
I ran so far away.
That might be Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, I don't think that's them.
I don't think Iran. Okay, Johnny, Iran?
Well, then, no.
A Duran Duran one.
It's definitely not called that.
I'm not a Duran Duran fan.
That's surprising.
So, I have no idea.
Really? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hungry like a wolf.
Hungry like nice. The wolf. Oh,
yeah.
Hungry like a wolf.
Hungry I like mean, a wolf.
Jordan?
I'm kind of looking at all the songs so I had to pull it up, but Come Undone.
Come Undone.
Yeah, it's a great song.
That's your button after Thanksgiving dinner. I'm about to come undone. Oh, yeah. That feels good. Woo!
Just Come Undone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah.
It's a sexy song.
They got a lot of hits. I'm surprised you guys didn't name any.
Yeah, I thought I did, but I didn't.
This is a...
I know this song. I would never have guessed
after Hungry Like a Wolf and all those. This is more of a recent one.
Not late 80s.
Yeah, like more recent for Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Corey, you know any Duran Duran?
You know good and damn well if y'all don't know the songs.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to know the songs. Okay. But I do know Hungry Like a Wolf. I do know that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows Hungry Like a Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Like the wolf or a wolf?
The.
Hungry like
a wolf.
The. It's the.
All right.
Yeah, Hungry Like hungry the Wolf. Like the wolf. There we go.
You smell like you sound?
A song about taking pictures, like photograph or something like that.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, girls on film.
Girls on film.
Girls on film.
There's a hit.
Turns out we know a lot of Duran Duran songs, we just don't know titles. Girls on
film. Oh yeah, I gotta love it.
Girls on film.
It's kind of weak, but whatever. I think it's a good popping.
Baseline, though, on point. John Taylor.
That hat Johnny got on is weak.
Would you go see Zootopia or something this weekend?
No, I went to Disneyland.
It's only weak because it's on you. We love Disneyland, but it's just
the holidays at the Disneyland Resort.
Well, I guess I was done with Duran Duran talk. Let's talk about Stupid Stitch over here. Johnny's begging for attention. What do you want?
No, we had a nice little Thanksgiving. Nothing crazy. Turkey came out. Everything was great. We just kind of sat around.
Did you do it your way or your wife's way?
We did it all my way. Yeah, everything was done my way. And
so stovetop stuffing.
Stovetop, yeah. I mean, they had her father made some of his stuffing and stuff. But
he's a cook, right?
Yeah.
Or a chef.
Yeah, he's done a lot of cooking in his lifetime. And everything was delicious. But like the main thing of this past holiday weekend was us going to Disneyland and just seeing all the lights and
so that was the holiday characters. Experience.
It was absolutely beautiful
crazy. It's
there.
The 70th anniversary.
Yeah, they absolutely did go crazy there. I mean, there was just a whole bunch of like random things that happened. My son, he had some gas that day. I think it was from all the Thanksgiving turkey that we've been eating for 2 days. And so we're there and I knew he had to go to the bath. I'm like, dude, just go take a poop. It's all right. Like this is the beginning of the day. He's not a public pooper. Oh. I'll hold it, Dad. I'll hold it.
Oh no!
So we're in these small lines, and he's ripping ass every
in the line.
And people are looking around.
And people are looking around.
You know they think it's you, not that little boy.
And I'm like, dude, cut it out! Stop it! He goes, I just gotta let off some pressure.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
And we're in these small areas, just standing in lines as he's ripping.
Are these lines outside or inside?
They're inside, like someone. They're in.
It's a smell
corridors.
World.
Yeah.
Oh. What were people saying? Like, my God, somebody. Anybody like,
you just see people's
stop
faces.
Stop farting.
Nobody's yelling anything, but you can just look at people's faces because it hits you. And it was so bad. I'm like, dude, just go poop, please.
Yeah, Snow Brown.
Dude, I don't want to go here. I don't want to go here. and then there was one point we were at Autotopia. And we're waiting in line there. And these people on like their electric scooters like pull up. And I yell out to him. He goes, did you bring your own ride? I don't think they allow electric vehicles here.
Oh, Autotopia.
Yeah, Autotopia. Because it's all, it's, when you walk into that,
do
area,
I have to
it
be
just
there?
Smells like gas. It's the automobiles. They're all gas run. So I was like, you guys brought your own vehicles.
Oh, my God.
And then there was one point we were eating, food. I put a picture in the folder there, so you could probably pull this up. I had a turkey sandwich. We're over California Adventure, having some food, and there's like lettuce on the turkey sandwich that I'm having. I just ate a whole bunch of turkey on Thursday.
I was wondering why you were
making another turkey sandwich. Whatever, it was delicious. And so I'm picking up the lettuce that had fallen off, and I'm throwing it in my mouth, and I realize that, like, this something's wrong with this lettuce. We're sitting right under a tree, and the leaves are falling from the tree onto my plate, and I'm not even paying attention. And so I start eating the tree leaves that have fallen from the tree.
It landed
right
on
above.
Your sandwich?
It landed on my plate, and I didn't realize it.
So
and
you
it
put
looked
it on the
just
sandwich.
Like... Yeah, it looked just like, I'm like, why does this taste so funny?
You're probably going to be gassy for the next few days, too, if you're eating tree
leaves. It's a little dry.
Yeah. I need
the
more
leaves
mayo.
That fall aren't usually the juicy ones.
Yeah.
It looked just like it, though. I'm telling you, it looked just like the lettuce that I was eating.
Canadian lettuce, the big old maple, red maple leaf.
And then, just looking at the lights, and my son, he's walking next to me, and we're looking at the lights and just in awe, and he's, like, walking into me at the same time, and I look at him, and I go, dude, do you walk straight? And then instantly in that point, he just starts sashaying.
Oh, like he's walking gay?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's probably trying to work a fart loose.
Yeah. He's method. That's why you couldn't hear his farts.
Right.
But it was a very good little getaway for
nice.
Well, good. Yeah, so we do have an endorsement for Disneyland
for
the holidays.
Have to go
And go poop before you go.
I always try to
just to be courteous as to others. You know.
Yeah.
Poop at home for the holidays.
I'll
or
at home.
You know, I'm sure the bathrooms at Disneyland are well taken care
Actually,
of. So,
they are beautiful.
So yeah, go poop at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's the happiest poop on earth.
Yeah. Why not experience all the things there, you know?
I mean, really. I mean, the music. I mean, it's got to be just an enchanting
going.
Dump.
Mm-hmm. Galaxy's Edge. Go if you got to go.
Yeah.
Go drop
That's what
one
you
off.
Call it when you got to go. Oh, man, I think I've reached Galaxy's Edge. It's the new Touch and Cotton. It's the new I got a turtle head poking out. I've reached Galaxy's Edge. I got to go.
About to lose a shoe. I got a glass slip turd.
Prince Charmin.
Oh, man. 818-955-2955 is the number back from our Thanksgiving break. First day of December. If you want to call the show, you can call up and tell us about anything interesting that happened at your Thanksgiving. Or you can also text the show, 818-955-2955. You're going to need those numbers later, especially for call-in, that 740 giveaway of the Disneyland tickets, 4-pack. Mentioned that Duran Duran tickets. Somebody saying A View to a Kill is another Duran Duran song we didn't mention.
Oh, plenty of them.
Weird Al Yankovic tickets.
Ooh, he'd be fun.
Renee's fave.
That'd be awesome.
September 13th at the AgriSure Arena. That's out there by you, Heidi, so you can go see Weird Al.
Oh, I might do that. That could be fun. What day is it?
September 13th.
Oh.
That's a Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Because September 12th is a Friday. I know that because that's I think that's when we're going to do our St. Jude Radiothon.
In September?
Mm-hmm. No, December.
You said September.
Did say September. I'm just so looking forward to next year.
I know.
Yeah, it's September 13th, not December 13th. Aww. All right, you have to wait a little while.
Okay.
Or December or September 19th at the Honda Center. That's Weird Al for next year. December 30th is Duran Duran.
Okay.
At the AgriSure. So you want to do a little pre-New Year's thing with Duran Duran. Also have Tiffany Haddish tickets this Saturday at the Orpheum Theater. Night of comedy and a night of sustainability and community. Okay. Sounds hilarious. Attendees can visit the Eco Entertainment booth. Okay, I'm out. But I have those tickets if you want them.
You're a funny guy. Jordan, how was your Thanksgiving post-heart attack?
Yeah, did you get to enjoy it at all?
I did. I was actually at Disneyland on Thanksgiving, which was fantastic. I mean,
oh yeah, you took your nephews.
Kind of fantastic for everybody else. I didn't realize this, but my wife did me the service of looking up whether or not you can go on a rides after a heart attack, and it turns out you can't.
Oh. That was my concern.
I know. So now I'm just standing in line and waiting for everybody. Holding
the whole purses.
Way. Yeah.
Like me,
and then
prom.
Someone was farting
the whole time. Couldn't figure out where it was coming
where
from.
Where is that coming
just
from?
Crop dusted all over the place. Just,
I think that gay kid's doing it.
was it busy there? On
it was.
Kinda,
it was pretty crazy, honestly. Yeah. It was surprisingly busy, being that it was Thanksgiving and all. But whatever. I mean, at a certain point, I'm just walking places and then sitting down. So. It wasn't that bad.
So you learned how to enjoy other people's moments.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
sitting back and watching the joy in their eyes.
I was there for it. Like my nephews were looking out for me too. Like they hurt my brother had like let them know that something I had a heart attack, and I wasn't allowed to go on rides. And so they were kind of hanging out with me like in the meantime. Like
how old are they again?
We got 21. 17.
I was thinking 9 and yes. 7. Well,
and then we get down to it. So you got 21, you got 17, and then you got 13 and 11.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like the 13 and 11 year olds were real, like they were just real cool with me. They were just coming up, hanging out.
Like, the 21 year old's like, damn, now I'm looking forward to drinking with, you know, Uncle Jordan.
Now I can. We're supposed to have drinks together. I did have one drink, and then I went to go.
It was a Dole Whip.
I know. I went to Corndog Castle because I had told everybody that I wanted it. So then I go to Corndog Castle, and the one thing I told Jen,
way dirtier,
I'm just like,
I'm sure
man,
is.
I hope nobody recognizes me there. And we get in the line. I buy my corndogs. I'm picking up 4 corndogs because I got them for my dad and my mom. And right there, as soon as I grab the corndogs, I hear like right behind me, Jordan, you sure you should be having those?
No way.
A listener, and I'm sorry I didn't ask your name, but she was there with her husband. She was just, and I had my No More Excuses shirt on from Klaus.
Yeah.
So now I'm grabbing corn dogs with No More Excuses. She's like, I recognize the shirt. I figured it was you. Like, damn it!
Oh my god!
Of all the places to get spotted.
Yeah, now you got
they're everywhere.
Everybody looking out for you.
I know. I appreciate
you want it.
It
or not.
Yeah,
it was great. I did sneak on some rides. My brother had gotten some Lightning Lane passes, and a couple of kids weren't into it. So I was like, I'm going. So we did Radiator Springs Racers and then Rise of the Resistance. I don't care.
All right, so you got to have some fun.
Stress, heart be damned. I was getting on those rides.
Is the racers those little cars you drive around?
It's not the little ones. They're like full size. They fit, I think, 6 people.
Oh, wow.
And you race, you know, but you go through the whole Cars Land or the whole kind of Cars movie plot experience. And then at the end of that, like the ride is basically a head on head. 2 cars go against each other. And it worked out perfect because you don't know who you're going to be racing. But there was a kid's car. So there were 6 kids in one of the cars, all my nephews and their girlfriends. And then 2, like our car was the 4 adults and then 2 random people. So our car ended up racing their car and the adults won.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
But it was a real great experience.
You should have tried the leaves. The leaves are there.
Yeah. That was actually
very healthy.
Who was driving the car, though?
Nobody drives. I mean, it's on an automatic track.
Oh, it's an automatic. So yeah. No one had this. Is there a fake steering wheel or anything? Like,
nope,
you pretend you're driving?
No, you just hang out there.
No steering wheel?
No.
The cars do it themselves. That's exactly. They're alive. Cars.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
they race.
You know, like Miter.
I haven't been there.
Lightning McQueen. Soon enough, you will be.
I'm hoping cars can drive themselves very soon, so I can just enjoy all of Disneyland.
Uh-huh. Okay, they're sponsored by Waymo.
Yeah, I was wondering if somebody actually drove and like you had to have your hands on 10-2, like the Broncos record. Yeah,
look at you,
10-2.
That game was insane.
Oh.
Insane.
Every single game, they don't make it easy. It's like, I'm going to have a heart attack, Jordan. I'll be next up. Like, come on. Can we just kick somebody's ass?
No,
do we have to win
not.
In the last second of every single game? But yeah, Broncos 10-2, and I'm wearing Nick Bonito jersey, the guy who knocked down the pass in the air for the 2-point conversion for the victory of the loss. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, so, he was in for the touchdown.
Oh, I know. Wide open. Wide open.
Wide open.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, number 1 seed right here. In the NFL.
Incredible.
So far.
Ten and two. Man.
I know, huh?
Was it the first two games were the losses? Like when
we lost to the Colts, and that was a effed up loss too.
Yeah.
But let me go into that. I'm just, my God. Seriously.
Enjoy the win. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, they're going to kill me before the end of the season. But yeah, I thought,
I'll wear the jersey. Yeah. I'll see you wearing any Buffalo stuff today.
No,
Buffalo Beach or Steelers.
Yeah, that was just not that game. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with that. The whole first half was almost scoreless besides the Steelers, you know, but they put up seven, right, you know, interception.
Listen to how excited he was about Disneyland, and then all of a sudden he starts to talk about,
well, that's the thing, you go from Disneyland on Saturday to Bill Steelers turd on turds all weekend on Sunday.
But is your daughter Lucy and Shalene Buffalo? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so she was having a great time. Yeah. She had Disneyland and Buffalo.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My son, he's a Steelers fan.
Yeah,
so
you. That's, so he's.
They,
just,
he was. They he were stinking up the place. He was stinking up the place.
A little leftover stink from Sunday.
Yeah. He was. He missed the whole first quarter because he was in the bathroom.
Oh my!
Because he came out and his sister took a seat. And he's like, she's sitting in my seat. I said, dude, you were gone for the entire first quarter. You've been in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Sounds like somebody discovered macaroni and cheese.
No, thank God. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's nine.
I
know.
Right around the corner.
Oh, my God.
You'll know when he's like, hey, Dad, can I have something to eat? And you're like, what? What happened to your boss?
Oh, well, hold on. We got a call coming in. First call of the day, and it's Anita. Hello, Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I recognize that voice.
How was that corn dog, Jordan?
Oh, Anita, you snitch.
You were the one who saw Jordan with four corn dogs?
Totally worth it.
They were in front of us in line, and I was admiring, I guess it's your mother-in-law's cart.
It's my mom. That's my mom. Oh, that's has your a mom. Disability, okay. So yeah, she rides around on a scooter.
It's like, I'm going to need one of those soon to ride around Disneyland.
Yeah.
But yeah, I recognized the shirt. In fact, when I got home that night, I got online and ordered one.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're available in the store there at HeidiandFrank.com. So, but then you saw Jordan, and should you be eating that? That's so hilarious.
I recognized the voice at first, and then when he turned around, I saw the shirt and go, yep, that's him. So,
well, thanks for looking out for him, Anita.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, I told him I wouldn't tell anybody, so I didn't. You did it yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Once the story's out there, then you can call. All right.
Yeah.
Anita, I'm going to give you a prize for being such a loyal listener and looking out for all of us, you know, out on the streets. Okay? So what would you like?
Thank you.
I got Tiffany Haddish. I got Weird Al Yankovic. I got Duran Duran. What do you want?
Actually, I'd just like a VIP, please.
I'll give you a VIP. Oh, cool. And you can always look at
Thank
Jordan. You can recognize us all on the street then, because it's a webcast.
He looks pretty darn good,
I tell you.
I appreciate
he
that, Anita. Good.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.